I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root programming podcast. I have the pleasure today of talking with Alex Sheridan, one of Wonder Root's summer interns. Alex, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Floyd?
I'm doing very well. How has your summer been so far? Let's just jump right into it. Talk about your summer experience at Wonder Root thus far.
All right. Well, I've been with Wonder Root for about 6 weeks now. I am the artist helping artists intern, but I'm also getting to work with them on their local film nights and helping organize and orchestrate that. So it's been a great experience thus far. I'm getting to work with a ton of great people and meet a bunch of artists in the community that I know without this internship I wouldn't have had the pleasure to meet. So it's been great.
Well, let's talk about your artists helping artists experience. So for our listeners out there who may have heard of us or heard us talk about classes or opportunities in that space, what have you been involved with as it relates to that?
I've been mostly involved with making sure that these classes are being executed properly, that we are providing classes for our members that they want to be a part of and they want to learn from. I've also been doing a little bit of work with our community outreach projects. The University Avenue opening was a few weeks ago, and so I got to go out and see the unveiling of a few different sculptures and different art projects going on, and just getting to talk to people and see how excited they were about this project going on. But I've also been just working with people at the center, seeing what they're working on, seeing how I can help them, and just anything I can do to help, really.
So what have been some of your favorite classes thus far, either to help coordinate or things that you kind of saw on the schedule that really jumped out at you? What have been some of your favorites?
Well, I am taking the candle making class this Saturday. I'm excited about that. And I'm getting to take the intro to ceramics class next week, which I'm also very excited about. But some of the classes that have kind of jumped out at me, one of them in particular, the exploring caffeinol class, which was learning how to develop photos using coffee grounds, which is something I've never heard of, never thought was even a possibility. But that and just a variety of classes that you wouldn't really expect to see on an arts center schedule. So, and you don't learn about those things until you come into the arts center and you talk to people and you look at the schedule and you see what is available. But there really are quite a few that are unique.
Well, I must give a big shout out to the candle making class. A lot of people were curious about that class,
yes.
But obviously it's very popular.
From my understanding, there are quite a few people signed up for Saturday's class. I obviously being one of them, but I'm very excited about it. So we'll see how it goes.
Good. I look forward to seeing some Wonder Root candles around the center.
Yes.
At least for display purposes only, not for actually lighting them up. However, going back to your other role as it relates to our local film night, talk about your interest in film and what you've been able to see and experience as it relates to that programming.
Right. So I recently graduated from UGA with a mass media arts degree, which is television and film production. Usually I say that and no one knows what I'm talking about. But I was looking for a part-time job this summer, came into Wonder Root, saw what they had to offer, and learned about their local film night. And what I've noticed is that there really is such a huge need for a program like the Local Film Night here in Atlanta. And you kind of see all these film programs popping up all over the place. And what's really great about what we do here at Wonder Root is that we're not trying to compete with any other programming that's going on right now. We're really providing something that these independent filmmakers need and can utilize to get their work out there without having to pay a ton of fees or just financially invest. I worked with Atlanta Film Festival last semester. That was my other internship. And so through that, I was able to meet Christy Brenneman and Josie Figueroa, who both are still very involved in the local film night. And so getting to work with them again is incredible. And getting to see how the Atlanta film community, in comparison to the Athens film community, kind of operates and what their needs are. But it's been a great experience thus far.
What are some of those differences between Atlanta and Athens, if you could talk about that?
When people hear about Athens and the arts, they kind of assume that it's music, because there was such a strong music community back in the day, and there still, there still is. But there definitely is. If you start exploring some of the smaller venues in Athens, you'll see that there really are a ton of independent filmmakers waiting to get their work out there. And so a project I worked on while I was still at Athens was the videographer's Hella Big Show, which was a small version of Wonder Root's local film night, essentially. It was about the same thing. A few feature-length films have done production work in Athens, and it's really starting to grow, which is awesome for them. In terms of comparing it to Atlanta, there are the same needs pretty much anywhere you go. But it is kind of still growing, not as developed as Atlanta's scene.
Well, given what your major was at Georgia and what your interest currently is here at Wonder Root, and also outside of that, I'm wondering from an industry standpoint, if you're looking at the independent film industry as it compares to maybe the major motion picture industry that's come to Atlanta or Georgia over the past few years, what do independent filmmakers need the most? If you could talk about just some areas of where I guess there are some challenges. What do they need?
They need support and they need money, honestly.
Okay.
But that's what an independent filmmaker is, and that's the fact that they maybe don't have the funds that they need. They're still doing it. They're still passionate about it, and that's why doing something like a local film night where they can get their work out there for hundreds plus people to see is so necessary right now. You'll say, hey, you want to go to the movie theater, see a film that thousands and thousands and thousands of people have been waiting to see. And it's like, sure, yeah, why not? Let's pay $10. But why not come to an indie movie theater, see 15 short films by independent local filmmakers? I love that. I think that is so cool. And there have definitely been an increase in audience attendanceship. There are people looking for this stuff now, which I think is great. There's definitely, it's on their radar, and it's definitely growing. So, sorry.
That's perfectly fine. I'm also wondering, what does the growth plan look like for, if there is a plan, maybe that's even the wrong word, but what does the growth plan look like for an independent filmmaker? Like, if you've made a couple of short films, maybe you get your first feature. What is that end goal as it relates to maybe making the transition from the independent ranks to more established art, if you will?
Okay, well, so these local film nights, these VHSs, if they get a short film or even a feature film shown at one of these smaller, quote, film festivals or film screenings, that's where their work gets noticed. That's where they get picked up. And so one thing that we do for the local film night is the winner of the judge's choice will get a consultation with Christy Brenneman from Atlanta Film Festival and then some financial help to submit to other larger film festivals. And so once they get on that festival circuit and are kind of shown around the country, that's where they get picked up and turn into larger scale motion picture films. And so I think that's really the transition, is just getting their work out there for people to see and recognize, and then it starts to grow.
Okay. Well, let's go back to what your interest is, maybe even beyond Wonder Root. So you've been here for a summer and you are going to be leaving us soon, but I'm curious about your own path. What are you most interested in? How has this internship maybe helped you along that journey? But just let's learn more about what your big goals are.
Well, it's been a little shaky in the past few weeks. At the end of August, I plan to move to Boulder, Colorado, and will be. I'm still interviewing at a few places, but looking for any type of film production, film festival, and project management positions. I love film festivals, and until a few weeks ago, I was 100% sure that that's where my career path was headed. And if I have the opportunity, I still want that to be where my career is headed. However, I know that it's very hard to get into those industries. The support is not always there, and depending on the area, it can be a struggle. But my type A OCD personality loves to manage projects and organize all the minute details that no one really thinks about. So in those terms, managing different film projects for a production company is something I would love to do. So I do hope that no matter where I end up in the coming months, I'm still involved in some sort of independent film night or programming.
Well, we wish you all the best in that capacity. And as we look at all of the work that all of the interns here, we've enjoyed having you all around this summer. And it makes us hopeful and makes us glad to see you all about to leave your mark in the world. So I would ask you, going back to your peers and maybe as you decided to take on this role here at Wonderroot, I guess, how do you communicate to other people what you do here at Wonderroot and what Wonderroot is about in the community?
Anyone I talk to, anyone who reads my Facebook statuses or posts. But it's funny because I came in to interview here, and having recently graduated, I said to myself, I'm not going to accept this job if it's not paid, or this internship if it's not paid. And it wasn't. And this was one of the best choices I could have made for my entire summer. Like, meeting the people I've met, working on the projects I've worked on, my advice to anyone who is still in school or just out of school, get as much experience as you can. And this has been very different from anything I've done in the past because I was so focused on film festivals. But this has really broadened my horizons in terms of community involvement and different projects to community art projects that can be worked on. And so anyone that I see and they're saying, oh, what are you doing right now? I say, Wonderroot, you need to go get a membership right now, because for any artist, the opportunity to come here for $10 a month or even less that if it's a yearly membership, and to come use the studio space, to take the classes, to be involved with all the projects, it's crazy that more people aren't utilizing this opportunity. So anyone who asks me about Wonderroot gets an earful. But it's been an incredible opportunity thus far. I still have a few more weeks here, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the work that I have.
Well, now I would love for you to give your wish list for Wonderroot. Given that you've been here for a summer and you've gotten a chance to see how we do things around here, how would you like to see Wonderroot grow in the next few years?
Well, when I was at the University Avenue opening, a woman came up and asked about youth programs that we had. And unfortunately, I had to say, you know, we really don't do that too often. We have some groups come in on a different schedule, but we don't have any classes. And so I think that if at all possible in the future, creating a program for kids under 18 to come in, especially with film, I would love to teach something like that. But to get younger kids in here and getting to work with their hands and do stuff that they probably aren't doing in school anymore because there are so many cuts in the art and music departments, I think that would be incredible.
Duly noted. We'll definitely take that into consideration. And, you know, I think that around here, we're always looking at ways in which we can increase our capacity. And youth programming, the programs that we are involved with are things that we're very proud of, because that's where you really get a chance to influence and inform and get them started. The kids, that is, get them started on this path of making art a part of what they already are involved with. So we have a couple of programs, as you mentioned, but we could always do more. So thank you for that, Alex. And as we wrap up, did we get everything? Is there anything that you would love to just talk about as it relates to Wonder Root, your summer, art in Atlanta? The floor is yours.
Well, yesterday we had our members-only gallery show opening, so if you're in the area, come check it out. I didn't get to go last night, but I came in this morning and saw all of the works up on the wall, and they look phenomenal. It's so colorful in there, but just a great variety of different mediums, and it looks great. So come check it out.
Come check it out. I agree with Alex. All of you, all of Atlanta, come and see our members-only show. It's up in the Wonder Root Gallery. Alex Sheridan, our summer intern. Alex, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.